A-side's got hype, but people root for the underdog. There may be a main event, but don't sleep on the undercard. Welcome to the B-side, you can take your sneaks off, take you for a sweet ride. Ah, info we supply, worldwide, thanks for flipping to the B-side, yeah.
Hosted by Brian McKay.
Listeners, we are rolling along, and the guests keep getting better as we continue to preview this year's NCAA tournament. I am joined today by Baylor Women's Basketball Assistant Coach Satya Messer. Coach Messer is on a very short list of coaches that have both played in a Final Four when she was at Arkansas and had coached a national championship while at Baylor. She also has coached a total of 12 conference championship teams, six Sweet 16s, five Elite Eights, has multiple WNBA draft picks under her tutelage, and all within the last decade. And many of those tournament accolades come within the past 6 years. And I didn't even mention the fact that she's a Hall of Famer, inducted at the University of Arkansas in 2018. Coach Messer, welcome to the B-side.
Hey, well, Brian, thank you guys so much for having me. I'm glad that that I have the opportunity to talk to you.
Yes, indeed. When you hear a list of your accomplishments like that, what, if anything, does it mean to you?
I'm very humble, and I'm very excited to be a part of such great programs and great players that I've had the opportunity to coach. So I think about the relationships I have with my players that I've coached over the years, to see them grow from young ladies into women, and also just to see some of their goals as an 18-year-old that they talked to me about, and now they're able to live them out. I also think about my family, some of the things that I was instilled as a young child by my parents and my siblings, you know, about the energy you put out in the air, you receive it back. So I'm humbled and happy.
Awesome. Okay, so Dede Richards, Queen Egbo, All-American Alyssa Smith. These are names that if you follow Baylor women's basketball, you probably already know. So are there any other players on the rosters that my listeners should be watching out for when they tune into the tournament this year?
Well, those three names are very important, as you just said, and they're very key to our success here. But I think a couple more players is Moon Ursuline. A lot of people sometimes sleeps on Moon, and Moon is a player that she flies under the radar a little bit. So, for example, when she was being recruited, it was basically us in South Carolina. She didn't play AAU on the big circuit. But what she did was she came to all basketball camp in South Carolina's. And in camp, both coaches offered, because she performed that weekend so well. We were like, this kid is special, and we don't want to let her get out on the circuit. It is going to get tough. So I think Moon, her ability to shoot, the elbow jumper and elevate, and her defensive intensity. I think Dejanay Carrington is another name. She's a transfer from Stanford, sixth man of the year. I think newcomer of the year also in the Big 12. She's a very, very impactful player for us. She comes in, she can shoot the three ball well. She's very intelligent. She has two degrees already from Stanford and working on a master from Baylor. So this kid is those two are really part of the glue that keeps it going. So I would say those two, watch out for them.
Nice. All right. This year's tournament is unlike anything we've seen before, with every game being played in one central location in Texas. Now, I know all national championships are special, but what would it mean for Baylor to run the table and win a national championship essentially at home?
Oh, my God. I think it would mean the world. So I want to say it was either 17 or 18. I can't remember. The Final Four was in Dallas, and we didn't have an opportunity to make it. And that was disheartening. So to have a chance to kind of redeem ourselves here in San Antonio, will be unbelievable. Nalissa Smith is from San Antonio, so it will be great in her hometown and just in front of our fans here in Texas. So we will hope we can run the table. We sure would love to.
Yes. Well, Coach, good luck to you guys in the tournament, and thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate it.
Anytime, Brian. You just let me know. You got me directly now, so just let me know.
Yes, ma'am. You can catch Baylor in their first round matchup against Jackson State in the Riverwalk region this Sunday. Thanks again to Coach Messer. As always, I am your host, Brian McKay, and thank you for flipping to the B-Side. You can listen to the B-Side podcast at Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, Spotify, and TuneIn. Also, be sure to check out our YouTube channel. Please be sure to follow our show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at the B-Side Podcast. That's at the B-Side Podcast on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter to get all the updates and different things happening with our podcast. Be sure to email us any questions, comments, what you think you like about the show, what you don't like. Our email address is thebsidepodcast@gmail.com. That's thebsidepodcast@gmail.com.
The A-Side's got hype, but people root for the underdog. There may be a main event, but don't sleep on the undercard. Welcome to the B-Side. You can take your sneaks off, take you for a sweet ride. Info we supply worldwide. Thanks for flipping to the B-Side. Yeah.
Hosted by Brian McKay.